This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Most of the Front Range is no longer in a drought after a lot of recent rain, but much of the water supply for Denver and other places comes from the western slope, where drought conditions are still extreme. Nathan Elder with Denver Water is keeping an eye on reservoir levels.
We do anticipate everything in our South Platte system will fill. It's going to be close at Dillon and Williams Fork over on the west slope. We're not 100% sure those are going to fill this year.
Overall, Denver's reservoirs are about 90% full, which Elder says is normal for this time of year. Now could be a good time to get an electric lawnmower. CPR Sam Brash reports a Front Range program will knock $150 off the price if you trade in a gas version.
Mike Silverstein runs the Regional Air Quality Council. He says the vouchers are aimed at cutting summer ozone levels in Metro Denver and the Northern Front Range.
We want to eliminate those high ozone values that really impact the public and our environment.
To get the discount, you need to turn in a gas mower to an approved recycler. The Mowdown Pollution Program had funding for about 1,000 vouchers at the start of the spring. Silverstein says about a third are already gone. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets begin their second-round NBA playoff series tonight. It's the third straight season the Nuggets have made it this far in the postseason. They face the Phoenix Suns in the second-round best-of-seven series. Games 1 and 2 are in Phoenix. The Nuggets are at home for Game 3 on Friday. Metro Denver has highs in the 80s today and tomorrow and a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. This is CPR News.